Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Cindy Talley, and with me is Luke Clayton. Luke, Christmas brings back so much nostalgia for me. One of the traditions in my family during this holiday season was my dad and his best hunting buddy would go out and hunt Canadian geese, and we would have that for our Christmas dinner. And I know that you love to hunt and you love to cook, and I'm hoping you can give me some inside track on a great recipe of how to cook that Christmas goose.
Cindy, I'm with you on the tradition around Christmas time, the hunting and the cooking of the goose. I love to hunt geese, and when you said Canada goose, Canada geese, in my opinion, are the very tastiest of geese. Now, speckled belly, many people call them a white front goose, are also good, but a Canada goose, and especially those honkers that weigh about 14 to 18 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
There's no better eating than that. Let me tell you a little bit different recipe for cooking those big Canada geese. Now, you can use the cacklers, which are the smaller or lessers Canada geese, just as well. Now, you don't want to discard the thigh meat and the legs and the drumsticks and all, but this recipe calls for just the goose breasts, okay? Here's what you do, and a Cajun down in Louisiana taught me how to do this, a duck guide probably 20 years ago. Take your breast half, the big Canada goose, or the small one for that matter, is going to have two breast halves. Use a fillet knife and fillet the breast halves away from the keel bone. So you'll have two boneless pieces of goose breast. Now, take a very sharp knife and butterfly them, which means cut them almost all the way through. Open them up like a hot dog, if you will. That's what they're going to look like. Now, I marinate all waterfowl that I have, including geese, overnight in a Ziploc gallon bag with a 50-50 mixture of Coca-Cola and soy sauce. Now, you can add a little lime juice if you want, but the acid in the Coca-Cola just does a number actually what you're doing is removing the blood that's in the meat. That's where the off flavor comes in waterfowl. But marinate it overnight in a 50-50 solution of Coca-Cola and soy sauce. Now, this really gets easy, but it makes it really tasty. Take some seasoned pork sausage, and I usually make my own pork sausage, but you can buy spicy pork sausage. It doesn't matter what brand, your favorite brand. Now, start with your butterflied goose breast half. Take your pork sausage and roll it into, it's raw, of course, but make it into lengths about like a hot dog. That's what you want to do. Now, put that raw pork inside the goose, butterflied breast half of the goose. Close it too, just like you would close a hot dog bun, Cindy, and wrap it with about three strips of bacon. You'll want a good smoked bacon. It'll take about three strips. If you're cooking the breast half of a honker, a greater Canada, you're going to maybe use four strips of bacon. Pin it with, secure it with toothpicks. Now put it on your smoker. Of course, I use an electric smoker, a Smokin' Texas electric smoker, but you can do it on a wood-fired smoker. You could do it in the oven, but I like that smoke flavor on this. Put it in there and forget about what you've heard about cooking waterfowl rare. Cook it well done. When that meat in the middle, when your sausage is well done, your goose will be done too. It'll probably take about an hour at about, close to 300 degrees, something like that. And Cindy, you can take that and let it cool and then cut wedges, if you can picture that. Take a serrated knife and cut wedges off of it and serve it with cheese and serve it cold. That is some of the best meat that you can imagine.
Well, thanks, Luke. We'll give that a try and have a new tradition this holiday. I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy, and Merry Christmas to you and all of our listeners. I really appreciate everyone tuning in.
All right, I'll see you here next week, same time, okay?
You bet. See you here, Cindy. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Since 1972, the Dallas Safari Club has been the gathering point for hunters, conservationists, and wildlife enthusiasts. This year's convention is in Dallas and is held January the 3rd through the 6th. For more information, go online to biggame.org.